This is the Sakar Merli of the 2nd of December 2024. Essence, sweet children, each of you has to look after your own lamp for yourself. You definitely need the oil of knowledge and yoga in order to stay safely alight in any storm. Question. Which effort enables you to receive an incognito inheritance from the incognito father? Answer. Being introverted. By remaining in silence and remembering the father, you will receive an incognito inheritance. It is very good if you shed your body in remembrance. There is no difficulty in this. Together with having remembrance, you have to serve with this knowledge and yoga. If you cannot do this, then do karma yoga. You receive blessings if you make many people happy. Your words and behavior have to become completely pure. Song. This is a battle between the strong and the weak. Om Shanti. Baba has explained that whenever you listen to such songs, each of you should churn the ocean of knowledge for yourself. You children know that when someone dies, a lamp is kept alight for 12 days for that soul. You are making preparations to die, and you are also making effort to keep your own lamps alight. It is those who are to become threaded in the rosary who make this effort. Subjects do not become part of the rosary. You have to make effort to go ahead in the rosary of victory. You have to take care that Maya the cat doesn't make you perform any sinful acts that would extinguish your lamp. You need both the power of knowledge and the power of yoga for this. Together with having yoga, you must also have this knowledge. Each of you has to look after your own lamp. You must make effort until the end. Whilst you are racing, you have to take great care that your lamp doesn't flicker and go out. This is why you have to add the oil of this knowledge and yoga every day. If you have no energy of the power of yoga, you won't be able to run and would therefore be left behind. There are different subjects in schools, and if someone is not good at a particular subject, he puts a lot more effort in maths, another subject. The same applies here. The subject of physical service is also very good. You receive blessings from many through this. Some children serve with this knowledge. Day by day, service will continue to increase. One owner can have 6 to 8 shops, but not all of the shops can be run in the same way. Some have fewer customers and others more. The day will come when you too won't have time to sleep at night. Everyone will come to know that Baba, the ocean of knowledge, has come to fill their aprons with the imperishable jewels of knowledge. At that time, so many children will come, don't even ask. When there is a shop that sells very good things at a cheap price, people will tell one another. You children know that these teachings of Raja Yoga are very easy to understand. when everyone comes to know that they can receive the jewels of knowledge here, they will continue to come. You have to continue to do service with this knowledge and yoga. If you can't serve with this knowledge or yoga, you can earn marks by doing physical service. You will receive blessings from many. You have to give happiness to others. This is a very inexpensive mine. This is a mine of imperishable diamonds and jewels. They make a rosary of 8 jewels and worship it, but they don't know whom that rosary represents. You children understand how you become worthy of worship and how you become worshippers. This knowledge that no one else in the world knows is very wonderful. You children, you lucky stars, now have the faith that you were the masters of heaven and that you now have become the masters of hell. When you become the masters of heaven, you will take rebirth there. You are now once again becoming the masters of heaven. Only you Brahmins know about this confluence age. The rest of the world is in the Iron Age. All the ages are different. When you are in the Golden Age, you will take rebirth in the Golden Age. You are now at the confluence age. If any of you leave your bodies, you would take rebirth here according to your sanskars. You Brahmins belong to the confluence age. Those Shudras belong to the Iron Age. You receive this knowledge at the confluence age. You Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris are the Ganges of knowledge, who are now at the confluence in a practical way. You have to run a race and look after a shop. You cannot look after a shop if you haven't imbibed this knowledge and yoga. Baba will give you the return of the service you do. When a sacrificial fire is created, many types of Brahmin go there. Some are given large donations and others are given less. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has now created the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. We are Brahmins, and it is our business to transform human beings into deities. At no other sacrificial fire would it be said that they are becoming deities from human beings. This is called the sacrificial fire of this knowledge of Rudra. And it is also called a place of study, Pathshala. Every child can attain a deity status by studying this knowledge and yoga. Baba has advised you that you have come here from the supreme abode with Baba. You also say that you are residents of the supreme abode. At this time, you are establishing heaven by following Baba's directions. Those who establish that world will definitely become the masters of it. You understand that we are the most lucky stars in the world, the ones who are the sun of knowledge, the moon of knowledge, and the stars of knowledge. The ocean of knowledge enables us to become this. That sun, moon and stars are physical and we are compared with them. We will then become the sun of knowledge, the moon of knowledge and the stars of knowledge. It is the ocean of knowledge who is making us into those. These names would definitely be given to us. We are the children of the Sun of Knowledge, who is also called the Ocean of Knowledge. He doesn't reside here. Baba says, I come and make you equal to myself. It is here that you have to become the Sun of Knowledge and the Stars of Knowledge. You understand that you will definitely become the Masters of Heaven again, here, in the future. Everything depends on effort. We are the warriors who gain victory over Maya. Those people endure a lot of hardship, etc., in order to control their minds. You don't have to do Hatha Yoga, etc. Baba says, you don't have to experience any hardship, etc. I simply say, you have to come to me, and you therefore just have to remember me. I have come to take you children back home. No human being would say this. Even if some of them do have themselves called Ishwar, God, they wouldn't call themselves the guide. Baba says, I am the main guide. I am the death of all deaths. There is the story about Satyavan Savati. Because she had love for a physical being, she experienced sorrow. You souls become happy, knowing that I will take you souls back home and that you will never become unhappy. You understand that Baba has come in order to take you back to your sweet home. That home is called the place of liberation, the place beyond sound. It is said that I am the death of all deaths. That death only takes one soul, whereas I am the great death. It was 5,000 years ago, too, when I became the guide and took everyone back home. This bridegroom takes all of you brides back home, and so you have to remember him. You understand that you are now studying, and that you will come here again. First, you have to go back to your sweet home, and then you come down here again. You children are the stars of heaven. Previously you were the stars of hell. You children are called stars. You are called lucky stars, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You receive your grandfather's property. This is a very powerful mine. However, this mine only emerges once. There are many other types of mine that continue to emerge. If you were to search for them, you would find many. You only find this mine of these imperishable jewels of knowledge once. There are many books, but they wouldn't be called jewels. Baba is called the Ocean of Knowledge. This is the incorporeal mine of these imperishable jewels of knowledge. Our aprons are being filled with these jewels. You children should experience happiness. You should all have spiritual pride in this. A shop that does a lot of business becomes well known. You have to create subjects as well as heirs. You have to fill your aprons here with these jewels and then go and donate them to others. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the Ocean of Knowledge, and he is filling your aprons with these jewels of knowledge. It is not the ocean that they have portrayed with dignities being offered platefuls of jewels. You cannot receive jewels from that ocean. It is a question of the jewels of this knowledge. According to the drama, you will again take jewels from these mines. When you go on the path of devotion again, there will be limitless diamonds and jewels with which you will build your temples, etc. When earthquakes, etc. take place, everything is buried. Many palaces, etc. will be built there, not just one. Here too, the rulers have many competitions with one another. Therefore, you children understand that the buildings will be made exactly as they were a cycle ago. Buildings, etc. are built there very easily. Science will give you a great deal of help, but the word science won't exist there. In Hindi, the word science is called Vigyan. Nowadays, the name Vigyan Bhavan is used. The word Vigyan applies to knowledge. Gyan and knowledge together are called Vigyan. We receive jewels through this knowledge, and we become ever healthy through yoga. This is the knowledge of Gyan and yoga, with which many huge buildings will later be built in paradise. We have now come to know the whole of this knowledge. You understand that you are making Bharat into heaven. You must no longer have any attachment to your bodies. You souls will have to shed your bodies and go to heaven, where you will take new bodies. When you are there, you will also understand when you are to shed your old bodies and take new ones. There is no shock or sorrow. It is good to take a new body. Baba is making us the same as he did in the previous cycle. We are becoming deities from human beings. There were definitely the same innumerable religions a cycle ago as there are now. These things are not written in that Gita. It is said, through Brahma, there is the establishment of the original, eternal, deity religion. You can explain how the destruction of all the innumerable religions takes place. Establishment is now taking place. Baba came when the deity religion had completely disappeared. Therefore, how could that have continued from time immemorial? These are very easy things. What was destroyed? All of the innumerable religions. There are now innumerable religions. It is now the end. You should have all of this knowledge in your intellects. It is not that only Shiv Baba explains. Does this Baba not explain anything? He too has his part to play. The Srimat of Brahma too has been remembered. You wouldn't say that Sri Krishna gave Srimat. Everyone there is Sri, elevated. And so they have no need for directions. It is here that you receive Brahma's directions. There, the directions of all, the king, the queen, and the subjects, will be elevated. Surely someone must have given those to them previously. Deities are the ones who had been given elevated instructions. It is through Srimat that heaven is created. And it is through the devil's directions that hell is created. Shiva gives you Srimat. These things are very easy to understand. All of these shops belong to Shiv Baba, and you are the children who run them. Those who run a shop, well, have their names glorified, just as in any other business. However, only very few can do this business. All of you must do this business. Even little children can do the business of this knowledge and yoga. Just keep the land of peace and the land of happiness in your intellects. Those people say Rama, Rama. Here, you have to remain silent and have remembrance. There is no need to say anything. The land of Vishnu and the land of Shiva are very easy things to understand. Remember your sweet home and your sweet kingdom. They give physical mantras, whereas this is a subtle mantra. This remembrance is extremely subtle. By having this remembrance, we become the masters of heaven. You don't have to chant any mantras, but simply have remembrance. You don't have to make any noise. We attain our incognito inheritance from the incognito father by becoming introverted and remaining silent. It is very good to shed one's body while staying in this remembrance. There is no difficulty in this at all. Let those who cannot stay in remembrance practice this. Tell everyone that Baba says, "Remember me, and your final thought will lead you to your destination." It is by having this remembrance that your sins are absolved and that I then send you to heaven. It is very easy to connect your intellects in yoga with Shiv Baba. Here you have to take all precautions. If you want to become completely pure, Satipratthan, your behaviour should be pure, and your words and everything else should be pure. This means you have to talk to yourself. When you speak to your companions, you must do so with love. There is a song, "O beloved, always speak invaluable words." You are Rup Vasant, yogi sharing jewels of knowledge. You souls become Rup. The Father is the ocean of this knowledge. Therefore, he would surely come and speak that knowledge. He says, "I only come once and adopt a body." This magic is no less. Baba is also Rup Vasant. However, the incorporeal cannot speak, which is why he takes a body. But he does not enter into the cycle of birth and death. You souls take birth and rebirth. You children surrender yourselves to the Father. Therefore, Baba says, have no attachment to anything. Do not consider anything to be yours. Baba creates clever ways for you to finish attachment. You have to ask the Father at every step. Maya is such that she punches you. It is completely like boxing. Many get hurt, but then get up again. They even write, "Baba, Maya slapped me and dirtied my face." It is as though they fall from the fourth floor. If you have anger, that is like falling from the third floor. These things have to be understood very well. Just look, some children are asking for tapes. They ask Baba to send them tapes so that they can hear the Murli accurately. This facility too is being arranged. When many listen to them, many of them will have their intellects opened and many will benefit. When a person opens a college, he receives a lot of wisdom in his next birth. Baba says, buy a tape recorder and many others will benefit from that. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. In order to become Satipatthana, you have to take a lot of precautions. Keep your food, drink, words, behavior, and everything else very pure. Become Rupa Basant like the Father. 2. Fill your apron with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge from the incorporeal mind, and stay in limitless happiness as you continue to donate these jewels to others. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of remembrance by being a destroyer of attachment, and thereby finishing all name and trace of sorrow and peacelessness. Those who constantly stay in the awareness of the One can make their stage constant and stable. Ekras. To have a constant and stable stage means to experience the sweetness, Ras, of all relationships and all attainments in the One. Those who make the Father belong to them in all relationships and remain embodiments of remembrance easily become the destroyers of attachment. Those who are destroyers of attachment cannot feel any waves of sorrow in earning money, in looking after their wealth, or in anyone becoming ill. A destroyer of attachment means to have no name or trace of sorrow or peacelessness, and to be constantly carefree. Slogan. A forgiving person is merciful and continues to give everyone blessings. Om Shanti.